Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios here at the all new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. I am so excited about our next segment because I'm looking forward to talking about the biggest surprise team in the NFL, and that is the Dallas Cowboys. What an incredible season it has been. And perhaps, let's talk hypotheticals. They might be down here in Houston for the Super Bowl in February. It is a true pleasure to welcome back to our program, always a Big E favorite, six-time Pro Bowler during his tenure with the Cowboys, had a remarkable career and played on five Super Bowl teams. Good evening, Cliff Harris. Always such an honor to have you on our program.
Thank you, Alyssa. It's always good to visit with you as well. Thank you very much.
You bet. Well, what a season for your Dallas Cowboys. And I bet, Cliff, you're a savvy guy. I know you just thought this is how it was all going to play out. Tell all of our listeners, how good are the Cowboys?
Well, the Cowboys are really good. I think that they've gelled. I think that they feel that they can win now. They really, and there's a good balance. Some of the guys are still injured, but with Dak Prescott, I believe he has been the igniter, the ignition on this team, that people have confidence in him, that we can actually win. And of course, Ezekiel Elliott has been a star, but it's opened up through Dak. And Dak, you know, we've been talking about the great offensive line we've had, but we've had a great offensive line for several years. Well, all of a sudden, it's not the great offensive line that's winning. It's Dak Prescott. That's a major difference in the game today.
Well, Dak Prescott, what do you think? How would you quantify, first of all, what he has meant to the Cowboys? And in your estimation, Cliff, I mean, what's the most impressive part of his game?
I'm telling you, the most impressive part to me is the first thing is composure. Okay. I am telling you, that kid has got such great composure. When I saw him in one of the very first games, with a big defensive end coming right at him, he just tossed it right over the head you'll probably remember the play, to the running back, and he took off and made 15 yards down the field, and it was very, very impressive to see that kind of composure. The other thing is, and I had a chance to sit with his coach in the stadium. They had an off day.
Nice, yeah.
But I had a chance to talk with him, and he was great. But I talked to Dak at the Cowboy kickoff luncheon, and I said, "Hey, Dak, I see it, man. You've got it." What he does is everything slows down for him. And that's what I told him when I was a rookie, and things were a blur, but all of a sudden, the more experience you get, the slower the defensive players move, and you can see the development of plays a lot better. And I said, "You've got that right now." So that's what he does. He sees these plays developing, and he's composed, and he's an accurate passer, and he's a winner.
He is back with us, Dallas Cowboy great. Hard-hitting safety, appeared in five Super Bowls for the Dallas Cowboys. He is definitely destined for the NFL Hall of Fame. The great Cliff Harris with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as we zero in on the quarterback position, Dak Prescott, how would you say that he compares to other rookie quarterbacks within the NFL? Obviously, Carson Wentz has gotten so much attention this year and has had an outstanding season.
Yeah, I think he is the best quarterback, not only rookie quarterback, but the best quarterback in the NFL today. I mean, the thing that he has and that he's cautious with is his ability to run. And I think that people, I don't mean people, but I mean, I think that's just taken for granted at such an incredible and critical part. Because if you think about, I was a free safety, and so what we had to defend for was, if we have a pocket Carson quarterback that sits and is immobile, we can sit back and play defense, and we could wait for the long pass and stay back further, and it backs up the linebackers that allows them to drop deeper into zones. Of course, Dak, with his ability to scramble, adds another dimension. So everybody scoots up, and he not only hits those long, deep passes, but he can hit the short passes as well. That's a really critical. Of course, you've got Ezekiel Elliott that is running so well. The young guy is such a not only strong runner, but fast. A hurdler in college, and boy, you can see the speed as he blasts through the line.
Cliff, how difficult do you think it's been for Tony Romo to take a backseat to Dak? Because you really wonder what's going through his mind, because I'm sure he thought that, hey, this is going to be my final destination. I'll always be in Dallas. But now, the future of Tony Romo, there's a lot of speculation saying that perhaps, you know, he's going to be somewhere else next year in 2017.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you've got to think, I mean, the value of Tony Romo today. He was a great quarterback. He's a great passer and talented guy, but fragile. I mean, and fragile means not fragile today, but fragile tomorrow and more fragile tomorrow. I don't know. And don't, I tell you, if it was me and I were trading for Romo, if he was not going to be here and he wanted to play, it's not like Manning when he was traded because he was still healthy, and but Romo is not. I don't know. I mean, hit the injury that he's had, I don't know how he's done it. Fractured a collarbone and then put a piece of metal over the fracture, and then you think you're not going to have somebody. I tell you, that's what happens, is that you get a guy that's weak or fragile or broken. Those guys, the guys on the defensive side of the ball, man, they see blood and they go after it even with even more intensity. So, you know, I would, gosh, and they'll try to crunch him as, but I mean, there's no mercy. You know, this is pro football and that's what's expected.
Hey, Dallas Cowboy, great. Just with us a few more minutes at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, we are talking about the great Cliff Harris. And obviously, so much attention on Dak, on the quarterback position. But what about, let's talk some more about Ezekiel Elliott, E squared. He has certainly secured his place in the Dallas Cowboys history after he surpasses Tony Dorsett's team rookie rushing record in a season. No, how cool was that, Cliff, that, you know, Tony Dorsett, he was on hand to congratulate Elliott?
Oh my gosh, it was really incredible. Tony Dorsett was a phenomenon. He was not a big, strong guy like Ezekiel is. Tony had incredible moves and was, I mean, of course, very strong, but and very fast. I remember the first time I saw him in practice, and gave the ball to him the very first time. He was on me, and I was the safety then, before I knew it. So I knew that he had something very special. But this, you know, and Ezekiel Elliott is strong, is very strong and durable, I hope. I don't know how, gosh, these guys are so big these days. I don't know how long he can put up with the beating he's taking. He's got to be able to be, as Tony Dorsett said it to me one time when I had cut my chin, he said, he was on a gardening accident in a tree.
Really?
Tony Dorsett said, well, you just got to learn how to fall. You know, and it's true for true for Ezekiel Elliott as well. I mean, there are guys that know how to fall. Obviously, Tony Romo was not one of those guys, but I think that you've got to be able to take the blows, but not take them 100%. Know how to fall, and but he is another dimension that adds to the dimension of Dak and having a great offensive line and running and passing. The thing about it is that I look at it from a defensive standpoint, a strategic standpoint, and knowing that all of a sudden you've got a great running back, you've got a running quarterback, you've got one that can pass as well, and you've got a great offensive line. That means that you've got all the components you need to have a very difficult offense to defend, to strategically defend, that puts up a strategy against these guys. Then on the defensive side of the plate, you've got the guys that are hurt, you know, the Barry Churches and Maurice Claiborne, that we're playing really well, but the defense has got to step up. You know, Cole Beasley, I can't say enough about Cole Beasley and Jason Witten. Man, Cole Beasley, those guys have been stepping up in these games, and the reason they've been stepping up is because Dak is throwing them the ball when he needs to, and he sees the opening.
And so many of these young guys on the team have really energized and inspired the veterans, which has been very exciting. Cliff Harris has been with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, Dallas Cowboy great. We look forward to another conversation, and I fingers crossed, I hope I see you down here for the Super Bowl in February.
Yeah,
okay, Cliff?
You betcha. I'll be there.
Sounds great. Much more coming your way at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.